said unto them, Go ye unto all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Just by way of introduction, then, I should say that we believe and we accept that the closing verses of the Gospel of Mark, verses 9 to 20, are part of the inspired Word of God. There's a certain amount of doubt has crept into even Bible-believing circles, evangelical circles, concerning this, because so many of the modern versions, though they include them, point out that they're not found in the earliest manuscripts. That's something of a nonsense thing to say, but I mention this just in passing. I read that from the last count, some 99.8% of the earliest of Greek manuscripts all include this passage, and only a tiny number omits. This is a senseless controversy, started off years ago by cynical, unbelieving scholars to cast doubt on the closing verses of Mark. It is absurd when such a majority of manuscripts affirm, and quotations from very early Christian and other writers in the second century quote from this very passage. I won't go into the arguments for or against, but just to say this, I think the trouble is that some even good Bible-believing people have been influenced to a large extent without their realizing it by unbelieving and cynical scholarship, which is not warranted. The grounds of doubting the last verses of Mark as being authentic and part of the gospel mostly rest on the view that some of the expressions in the passage do not fit the Gospel of Mark and are not typical of the literature of the Gospel of Mark. But that's hotly contended and really quite unreasonable and poorly argued. So sorry to take so long on that. There's no doubt in my mind that this is part of the scripture as we take it to be and as it's included in most translations, and there's no need to cast any doubt upon it. But